All right. So you've perhaps given some consideration to what you would like to work with, what issue or what theme in your life. And of course, it doesn't have to be a harsh, difficult issue. It could actually be an issue that's already resolved. A resolved issue in your life becomes a theme. Because originally it was a theme. When you had difficulty with working with it, it became an issue. So it can be a theme or an issue. And so if you have something in mind, it's helpful to have that, to go through this particular process. So let yourself now just settle into position, all comfy, all situation with the world all taken care of for the moment, to be just with yourself, to close your eyes, and as you close your eyes, to bring your attention inward, to come inside you, the you who is the reality creator, the spiritual being, the divine being having a physical plane experience, the you in a body. So if you bring your attention in, you're inside the body, feel yourself kind of gently, lovingly encased in this flesh and bone and tissue, your friend, the body. Let yourself sit gently in your body, your spirit gently in your body. It holds you. It works for you. It is a function for you in this physical plane reality. Comfortable as you can be, letting your body be as comfortable as it can be. In a position where you can be as balanced as you can be and be as long as you need to without shuffling around and fussing around and twitching and so forth and so on. A place you can be very relaxed, very calm. This is a process where you don't have to go traveling into other levels and dimensions. This is a process of you, the conscious and empowered reality creator that you are. So in this vein, as you find your center within yourself, your place of greatest peace and balance within you, think about your issue now. Think about how your issue is really just about the feedback you've gotten in your reality. The feedback from what you have desired and moved towards, and then what you encountered, perhaps disappointing, perhaps disturbing, perhaps different, puzzling, unexpected. Recognize that you have kind of a story about yourself in this particular issue over time. And realize that you've made judgments. You've put spins and distortions on it. Right now, just kind of see if you can. The last time that you got a manifestation, a response from your reality, perhaps you didn't get what you wanted. Perhaps it was disappointing. Perhaps you did get what you want, but not quite the way you expected. Perhaps you got more than you had expected, and it was wondrous and surprising. But let yourself just see it as impact, not impact, seeing it as a reflection, as feedback to you. It's just feedback. See it devoid of interpretation. It's just what is. See yourself. Imagine yourself being able just to sit there with it as just being what it is. See if you can look at it without taking anything personally. It wasn't meant by anybody wanting to do anything to you or the universe just being persnickety or your ego being mean to you. No judgments, no rationales, nothing. Just see it as feedback. And see if you can think of other circumstances or anything around your issue. And just see the feedback you've gotten from other people, from things, from circumstances, from events. Just see it as feedback. That's it. It's just stuff to perceive. And then from there to do something with. That's all. As a reality creator, you have created this outcome. No judgment, nothing. Just, oh, okay, that's what it is. But now, sense how your ego, your mind, wants to go seeking and searching and finding the twists, the negativities, the limitations, the judgments, the emotional spins, the rationales and explanations. And just, if you can stay in your conscious awareness and just let yourself open and hear all of that. If you can see it, in a sense, as just your ego spilling out, here's what the program has been. Here's the belief about yourself. Who are you? The you that seems to get this response. What's the judgments about you? What's the story about you? What's your limitation? What is your flaw? What's your problem? What's your reaction? What is your reaction usually to this kind of thing? What's your assumptions about it? About what it shows you? Do you take it personally? Do you take it to mean that there is something that is not right? Do you have your ego coming in as your spirit guide and saying, well, because you don't manifest that, you're, it's not meant to be. It's not meant to be for you. It means that you need to look somewhere else, need to create something else. This is not right for you at this time. Is that how you rationalize it? Now sense the feeling that you have as you hear your old story. As you evaluate all the beliefs and thoughts and stuff that have been with you in the past on this issue. It doesn't feel very flowing. It doesn't feel all that great. Dark stuff, light stuff, mixed up stuff. Just kind of sense the overall feeling of this melange of, this mix of spins, distortions, interpretations. All right. As you kind of just get the sense of it, then, in a sense, watch your ego come into a personified form. Now, it may take a somewhat human form. It may even look a little bit like you. Or it could take an animal form with a little bit of a mischievous, bestial quality. It could take an amorphous form, or it could take a form like a little monster. Just notice what comes to mind. There's a wide range of possibilities of what your ego could be personified as. Depends on your relationship, of course, with it. The antagonism towards it. Sense how you've given power to it. Sense how you have enlivened it, encouraged it, in a sense supported it. And sense also that that you have blamed the ego. It's kind of like the ego is the messenger. You blame the messenger rather than listen to the message and work with it. Notice your perceptions about the ego, perhaps resentments, anger you've had, judgments you've had on the ego, aggravations at it. Oh, if it just wasn't for this old negative ego, my life could have been sublime. The excuse, the old ego excuse. Anything toxic that you felt about the ego, let it yourself feel it now. Be aware of how you have put the load on the ego to fulfill all sorts of distorted crap you didn't change, you didn't make a conscious choice about. Remember who you are. A beautiful, glorious light being having a physical plane experience. And take your power back from this ego. All you have to do is just kind of be aware of yourself, the self, I. And there is the ego, I, before you. Forgive yourself for having done this. All you have to do is to realize that you did the best that you could at the time as part of your growing process. You don't go and kick a child around because the child doesn't have a PhD at age 8. You give the child some rope. You were a child. You gave your power away to the ego. Give yourself some rope. Forgive yourself for doing that. Don't blame anyone for it. Just forgive yourself. Say, it's okay. I did it because that was the best I could do then. And also when I was a teenager and into my 20s and so on and so on. See the selves you have been up to the present time. And forgive them all for doing the best that they could, even if they did stuff that was damaging for you. Or if they gave too much away to the ego, or they fought too long a bitter battle with that ego. Forgive yourself. You don't have to do that anymore, and you know it. So whatever you have left on this platter, clear it now. And to this ego, let the ego speak. Let the ego respond. Now the ego may start to pace. It may start to get a dark look on its face. It may steam. And may speak to you of your stupidities, of how weak you are and how it had to take on everything. it can be very resentful of you. And agree, you have. You have loaded on it. And there's the ego saying, well, you know, you just gave me too much to do. And I had to take all these twisted and painful things and do all this translation between energy and physical plane reality for you, using all this painful energy. And you just always had to stick me with it. I'm really pissed at you. Let it have a tantrum. Don't take it personally. Just let it go. Let it jump up and down and scream if it wants to do that. It will not harm you. You are in yourself. As it does this too, it may change form or not. Now really let it get all the rest of its energies out. Just kind of like explode it out. Just kind of move it out. It's not going to injure you at all. Just let it come out. Listen. Be aware. And now the ego is quieting down. Let it quiet down. It's tired. It's like it did a huge explosion and now it's rest, trying to catch its breath in a way. Although it still may, like that guard dog, go around huffing and puffing. Agree with it. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I really gave you some horribly painful, twisted, distorted beliefs and stories and all sorts of emotional crap for you to manifest realities with. I see that. And I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry I loaded you down. It really wasn't right. It wasn't fair to you. And at the same time, I really didn't know what I was doing. I do now. And look, ego, I forgive you now. Because I know you were doing what I would have done if I was in your place. I understand that. I see that. If somebody had come and done that to me, I would have wanted revenge, too. I would have resented it. I would have wanted to destroy them. I can get it. I see it. I forgive you. You may not care whether I forgive you or not, ego, but this is genuine for me. I decided I'm going to just take you off the hook. Okay, ego? I'm going to forgive you because you did what you had to do, because that's what I gave you. That's the context. That's the interpretations I gave you. I gave you a realities that reflected me, a powerless, weak, wimpy self. And you had to carry the pain and bring it back to me. You don't have to do that. You don't have to suffer anymore. I'm going to take you off the hook here. I'm not going to blame you anymore for screwy realities. I take full responsibility. And because I take full responsibility, ego, I also make the commitment to myself. And you can hear this from me, that I will give you new contexts, new interpretations. I will change all the spin, of the story, I will shift myself, perceptions, my judgments. I'll let go. I'll start looking at the feedback, and I will give you a cleaner, easier bunch of things to do. I clean it up for you. Clean up my image. I'm going to clean up the story, the subconscious story. And I'll clean up beliefs and causes and effects that I've placed on this. Judgments I've made. I'll clean that up. I may not be totally clean right off the bat, but I'm going to clean it up so that you don't have to do all that work anymore. And I'll be responsible for what comes. I won't judge you. I won't blame you. I won't fight you. I won't kick you anymore. Because I know what's going on now. I'll supply you with the new beliefs, patterns, and self-image to work with. And with the awareness that I get from that feedback and from your translations, I will work as a powerful reality creator that I am. To learn, to grow, to make it better, to make it easier for you and for me. Well, the ego's looking at you. Absolutely not trusting your decision at all. Not thinking that you have a promise that's going to follow through on. It's like they go, oh yeah, right. Like you're going to change. Right. Like you're going to do that amount of work for me. How really? It's sitting there or standing there in its total cynicism. You know, don't take it personally. You do the same thing in their position. Smile at it and just see if you can love it. See if you can understand its suffering. And just send love to it and say, that's fine. I'm not making a hard-clad promise to you that it's going to be perfect. All I promise to you is that I'm going to take responsibility on it and work on it and give you new things to do, new parameters. The ego, which normally has plenty to say, just finishes up a few words and goes silent. Because in a way it's bewildered, it's a little confused. It hasn't been here that often. It doesn't quite know how to respond to this. Because all of its responses in the past have been having some kind of little distortion here or there if it had to do with something of major importance. So now the ego, just kind of puzzled, waits. You thank it for its communication. And now you go within yourself a little bit more again. And you look at this issue again. Look at your issue with yourself as the powerful reality creator. Without making judgments, without falling for the old story, with a total capacity to have a new story. That which you've gone for time and time again, that's been difficult for you. Choose that manifestation now. Choose it again from this new, empowered, freer place. Redecide what you desire to have, what you desire to experience. And imagine what would you like to feel with that manifestation. How would you like to see yourself? Not the person all in control, that's a twist, but to see yourself as a reality creator enjoying the process of creating. not in a fantasy or in an overly charged situation. But how would it be? What would you feel like? How would it be flowing? How easy would it be if you were there in that reality zone, in that balanced place? Now, look at another area of your life where things go much easier. And sense the feelings that you have there, the confidence that you have, the expectations that things are going to be really okay. They're going to work out just fine. There's no extra huge charge. You're not all freaked out about it. It's not a big, heavy, big deal. And you're not in fantasy land either. You're pretty basically there. And you just flow with it. It's pretty okay. Something that you do well, something that you do with ease, that's natural to you. Sense that feeling. How does that feeling compare with the other feeling that you just had about yourself getting what it is that you wish? Manifesting what you desire. Are they the same? Do they both feel really good and light and flowing and free and easy and natural to you? Make it that way. Imagine yourself getting what it is you want and just having it automatically, naturally a part of you. An assumption that, A, you wake up in the morning, it's going to be there. You go to bed at night, it's going to be there in the next day. Don't worry about it. It's there. Your resources are there. You're really able just to flow right through. It's going to work out just great because you have the resources and you have the willingness and the pleasure of being able to play with it, to stretch yourself a little bit, to enjoy yourself with it, to enjoy the ease and the flow of it. Does this fulfillment satisfy a child need? Very often children are very needy. They need stuff because they're not in a place of power. They whine, they beg, they plead. Any of that that you've done. Just sense it going now. Just let it go. Any child needs, any child demands, any child agendas. We're going to just kind of clear it out of your energy field. Just let yourself, just let it go. That's it. See, it doesn't have to be a big deal. Any adolescent issues, do they like me? Am I good enough? Do I look good enough when I do it? Am I going to be in control? Let go of adolescent issues, if you have any, with this focus that you're working on. And we'll just let it go for you, just with you. Just come on, let it go. And let go of other issues that may be there from young adult up to the present moment. Issues of, have I achieved enough? Am I working enough? Am I doing it good enough? Oh, and fast enough? Efficient enough? Perfect enough? Fast, you know, powerfully enough? or even, have I done enough to deserve it? All of those issues. Let it go now. We'll just help you let it go. That's it. Come on, just let it out of you. Feel how the clearing that we've just done is making you feel much freer, much clearer, much lighter. Let yourself just lighten up. Just feel yourself flowing now, beginning to flow, feeling more ease. All right, what self-image that you may have had in the past associated with this focus, this issue, can you let go of now? Maybe a self-image of yourself as being kind of vaguely incompetent or not really quite smart and on the ball or not sophisticated enough or not having all the information in yet or all that kind of thing. Or this is just what seems to happen to you and all those old explanations about who you are. Let it go now. We're just going to pull it right out. Just come on, let it go. All the limits on yourself, all that limitation. You saw that at the beginning of adolescence. Some of that stuff's still there. Just let it go. That's it. There. Feeling free now. And what's the old story about what happens? How things get screwed up, or how things become mediocre, and how things fall through the cracks, how things get to you to disappointment, how things take these twists and turns and morphs into other things, and you never get there, and all the delays and the frustrations. All that story. All that old story. Feel the ickiness of it. Feel the gunk of it. Let us just blow it out for you, okay? Come on, let it go. Come on, there's just a little left. Come on now, the old story isn't real, you know? It's just a story. You made up this story, this tale, to create a consistency in your life, to create a sense of order. It's not real. It's not true. It's just a story. It's a fantasy. It's an imagination from some other time. So let the rest of that go now. Come on. All the struggle energies, come on, let them go. All the resistances, let it go, come on. All the people in your life that you can't quite trust, or the you don't think you can quite trust, let it all go. Now let yourself feel lighter and lighter and freer. You're lifting, feeling more expanded now, and lighter and lighter and freer. So what limiting beliefs have been nailing you down to that? Now beliefs are just assumptions that are repeated so often that you think that they're true. And they're not necessarily. Beliefs don't have any intrinsic truth or falsehood to them, at least not in physical plane reality, because there's no absolute truth here. It's all illusion. So recognize that all those beliefs you held about reality and people and about the issue in general that you may have held for years and years and years. Imagine now that you can let that go. Come on, let it out. It kind of is inside your body. It's inside the pores of your skin. It's inside you somewhere. Come on, let it out. Just, all those limiting beliefs. You picked them up all through your life, from your parents, from your culture, from your world, that this is the way it is. All this is the way it is-ness. Let it all go. Some of those things you've got to really attach to, let those go too. Some that you think are positives, They may not be. Let them go too. Come on. Truth or falsehood makes no difference. It's an illusion. Just let it all go. Now imagine, free and clear, feel the flow. Ah, you're moving now. Feel it like you're moving towards that which you desire. Things are happening, things are falling into place, energies are moving. You're free to get that, to get what it is that you desire, to manifest what it is you've had trouble manifesting before. Now imagine, you're moving forward. Oh yeah, it's great, I feel fabulous, I'm powerful, I'm strong, things are moving, things are flowing, yeah, yeah, this is great. Now imagine you don't get it. Oh. Yeah, I feel a little disappointment, yes, okay. Now, imagine that you don't get it. What do you normally do when you feel disappointed? What have you done in the past in this issue? What has been the knee-jerk reactions? The what story did you go back to? What kind of rationale did you make? What kind of justification? What blame did you make? What judgments? What beliefs did you pull in? What did you do? What did you do? What would you expect if you were still the old you, that you would do? Feel the ickiness of it. Feel the stickiness of it. Old stuff. Old rationales. Old ways of trying to hide or deny or not feel something or hide your undeservingness or whatever it is. All the rationales. Spiritual rationales, positive sayings you would pop in there so you can keep it positive, the denials of the dark side of yourself, all those things that you would have done in the past. Let yourself be aware of them. Just sense them. You don't have to know every detail. Just sense the heaviness of it and let them go now. We'll just kind of pull them out. Come on. We'll let them go. Just feel yourself lightening up. Lightening up. There we go. Lightening up. And now, just feel the freedom again. Okay. Freedom again. Freedom again. Moving forward. Moving forward. A sense of flow again. Okay. Sense of flow. Moving forward. Moving forward. And boom. You don't get it. Disappointment time again. Look at it this time. It's just feedback. It's part of the reality. It's of the illusion that you've manifested. Release any judgments, any ego messages. Look at how you're not taking it personally. Look at how you're just, oh, okay, and releasing those things. Look at how it just doesn't seem to be a big deal. Oh, sense yourself looking, where is it? Where is the little piece I may have missed? Okay, so maybe I just, what about my self-image? What part of the old story did I pull back in here? No judgments. You're not being hard on yourself. You're not saying, oh, drat, I didn't do it right or anything like that. Just sense yourself being easy with it. It's part of your creative process. Okay, so maybe I missed something. Maybe I, you know, made an error in judgment there or in a call that I made on this person or that circumstance. Love yourself. Forgive yourself if you need to. Let it go. We're going to pull it out now. Good. Feel the lightness. Ah. Whew. It's so much easier to handle disappointment when you're not being hard on yourself. When you're not dumping everything on the ego. When you're not taking it personally. You're feeling light now. Feel the lightness. Feel the freedom. Moving forward, moving forward, moving forward. And now you get what you want. See it come to you. See it be with you. See yourself experiencing it. See yourself manifesting it. Seeing it coming into your life in full glory. In its radiance, in its joy. See yourself in the celebration. Yeah, I got it. Yay, it's here. Yes. Feel the lightness. Feel the joy. Feel the elation. Feel it. Feel the dance. The bliss. The freedom, the enthusiasm, glorious, oh how wonderful, how fantastic. See yourself with it now, continuing day after day after day, week after week. Extend it now, in the future, into the future. You got it now. You're going with it now, onward, onward, onward. Sense also that somewhere in there, old pieces of the story for this particular phase are in there as well. Ask yourself, all right, what could go wrong? What could be the problem with it? What could be the hassle with it? What could there be here that would be so unpleasant I really would almost have regretted that I got it? What could possibly happen? Sense that heaviness, sense the twist, sense the turn. Yeah. Doesn't feel very good. Doesn't feel very good. Almost makes you hesitate about wanting it in the future. A bit of a load to carry. Maybe too much demand or pressure. Maybe it's not what you expected. Let it go now. Let that go too. Let all that scenario and all its energies, let it go. We're pulling it out. Come on, we're letting it go for you. Kind of. And now look at what it is that you desire. Look at that issue again. Now, redream it. How would you go for it now? How would you imagine it now? What would you like for it to be for you now? And how would it feel? And who would you be? What's your new story now? With all this understanding. Just get a sense of it. Get a sense of how there will be so many opportunities for you to be present, to shift things, to change things, to play with it in the process of it. That you're not just attaining some stagnant goal, but you're in a ongoing relationship with it, ongoing process with it, ongoing unfoldment of greater success. And you have the resources to do it, and you have the responses, and you have the maturity and the responsibility and the empowerment and the imagination to respond to it. And to work with it and to make it a beautiful thing. And you deserve it. And you can enjoy it. And if you make a mistake, you can laugh about it. You're free. You're free to have it. Free to have that success is natural for you. As another area of your life perhaps is now. Natural for you. That success, easy, natural, on and on and on. As you become more, as you expand, as you grow. Any resistances to that, let them go right now. Just kind of let them go. Sense it. We'll just kind of pull it right out. There's a few little fragments, a few little remnants, nothing much. Come on, let's just let it go. So that you feel clear. Let yourself feel free. Anything that doesn't feel light, let it go. Anything that doesn't feel flowing and free and straight, harmonious, let it go. There you go. Flowing into your future. You fulfilling. You successful. Feel yourself loving yourself more and more into the future. Feel what that would be like. How much fun that would be. Sense yourself loving your ego and appreciating the work it does, the translation work. Good job, ego. Yay. We're a team. Sense the sense of friendliness, the alliance you can have with your ego. That you can sit down sometimes and work on, well, what is the potential problems of this? And what's the old story here? You can work with your ego. And you can trust yourself. What would that feel like? Being able to really trust your perceptions, your judgment calls, your evaluations, your understandings, your actions, your behaviors, your visions and dreams. Trusting your future, trusting who you are, trusting your light being self, trusting your reality to be safe and supportive to you. What would it feel like to experience that sense of peace and safety and trust and love? Peace. Safety. Trust. Love. Welcome home. The home you can create in the physical plane. Welcome to a planet that is changing. That is changing its frequency because of you. Welcome to a future that is going to unfold great and miraculous things. Welcome to a joyous new life, a freedom beyond anything you've ever experienced before in the physical body. Sense yourself years in the future, joyous, haven't aged a bit, having a good time, feeling fantastic, successful, feeling loved and loving. See yourself there saying, life is good. Life is great. Feel that energy. Drink it into you. Absorb it into you. Feel yourself empowered, free, loving, light, safe. Just absorb that into you. And we're going to bring a beautiful beam of light down around you. A beam of light that is us. Bringing it down to you, surrounding you. Sparkling, iridescent, multicolored sparkles. And now we're going to take it and absorb it into you. Let yourself drink it in. Let yourself make that part of your identity. Make that part of your story. And feel yourself in your center. Feel yourself light and free and comfortable in your center, in the present, nesting comfortably in your body, relaxed, clear. Feel the lightness, the gentle flow, the smoothness of your emotional body, the limpid waters of opportunity, openness about you, all possibilities await you. And remembering this wonderful feeling, we drink it into you, we put our sparkles into you with it, so your whole body is sparkling. Let your whole body sparkle now. Just feel all the sparkles inside you. And as you feel that, let yourself come back now and bring that energy back with you into your physical life. And when you're ready, gently, gently open your eyes. Back present in this space, holding that energy, holding that frequency, taking that resonance of this new field of energies, these new vibrations, these new ways of translating realities and manifesting things into your life. You have let go of a piece of inner conflict, a big, bitter piece of your self-enmity today. You've let go of a big piece of self-sabotage. Let yourself feel that additional safety right now. Start to look at your reality from this moment forth as feedback for you, the powerful one. It has been our pleasure working with you today. A pleasure watching your energy shift and change and sharing with you this adventure of ego. And we wish that wherever you go and whatever you do, that all sorts of success accrue to you in alignment and in keeping with your expanded and very light self-image and story of success. So carry it forth into your world, a world that is changed because you have. We now surround you, dear ones, with our light. And as always, our love. Farewell.